إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون وما تنفقوا من شيء فإن الله به عليم. Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, you will not reach, or you cannot reach the level of birr, you cannot reach the level of piety, the level of darajat with Allah سبحانه وتعالى, the level of His awliya, until you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which is the most beloved to you. Mimma tuhibbun, hatta tunfiqu, and it's the shart, hatta tunfiqu, until you do. Mimma tuhibbun, what is beloved to you. And Allah said that Allah knows what you spend. Inna Allah bihi alim, Allah is aware of what it is that you are spending. Meaning that Allah is aware of how much you love that which you are giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remind myself and you, Allah is not saying you have to do this to get food. Allah did not say you have to do this for safety. Allah gives food to anybody. Allah gives food to the person who worships Him. Allah gives food also to the person who denies Allah. Allah gives food to the person who is committing shirk and kufr and everything. Allah gives it. So there is a... there is the action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards His makhluk, which is a general action to everybody. But then there are special things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does for people who are special. And who are the people who are special? This is the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you want special treatment, you want special darajat, you want special position, you want jannatul firdausul a'la bi ghairi hisab, then you have to do more than what other people do. So charity, zakat, sadaqat, this is on everybody. And whether you are a Muslim or not a Muslim, if you do it, Allah will reward you. In this dunya also, you will get a reward. Even if you are not a Muslim, you do some good work, you get reward. Even in the akhirah, you will get reward. But special positions, you will not get. Unless you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which you love the most. It has to work somewhere. Only then does it have value with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a point at which it hurts, and there is a point for those where it does not hurt, it is a means of pleasure because they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. The issue here is not, I want to notice this and ask you to notice it. The issue is not in terms of the material value of something. For example, if you have wealth, to give away a car to somebody doesn't cost you anything, right? We have so many stories of somebody who, you know, mostly in the Middle East, where the person was working for, the person from Hyderabad who was a doctor, who was, he was the physician to King Faisal, Rahimahullah. And he would get, you know, on Eid or something, you go in the morning, you find the Mercedes which is parked there from the king. So this is a different thing. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given wealth, somebody gives it. The issue is, what is the real value of that thing which you are giving up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, value to you? So it does not even have to be a material thing. For example, you come for Salatul Fajr to the masjid and you are giving up your sleep. Now that sleep has no material, there is no money value for the sleep. But that sleep is so dear to you, it is so difficult for you to get up in the morning. But despite that, you are setting an alarm, you are setting 20 alarms, you are doing whatever it is, and you are coming to the masjid for Salatul Fajr. So apparently there are two people who have come for Salatul Fajr. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the reward to both of them. But one of them has struggled to come there. He has given up that which was dear to him, which was his sleep. Now he will get a reward for this, which will not be the same for somebody for whom it was normal. I was already awake, I came, alhamdulillah, Allah will give reward to that person also. But the issue is, what is it that you are giving up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How beloved is it to you? Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, when this ayat was revealed, he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a date garden of Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, which was considered to be very, very high value. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that date garden had a sweet water well in it. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to go and sit there sometimes on the edge of the well. And there is a very nice hadith also relating to that, concerning Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu and so on. So now, Abu Talha al-Ansari came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam after this ayat was revealed, and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, here is this garden, here are the documents. I am giving this in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am giving it as sadaqah." The whole garden. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Why are you giving it? What is the reason?" He said, "Because Allah has revealed this ayat. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ." So I want to give this in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now see the hikmah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, he said, "Take this garden, sell it and distribute the price among your own family members." This is the hikmat of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Abu Talha came and gave it to him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could have taken it. He could have taken it, he could have kept it for himself, for his family. He could have sold it and given away the money to Ashabu Suffa, or he could have given to anybody. But the hikmat of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he gave it back to Abu Talha Al-Ansari and he said, "Sell it and give the value to your own family members." See the beauty of this. So the sadaqah is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, there is no resentment in the family to say, "This is our wealth and it went away somewhere, and Abu Talha went and gave this away," and so on. So shaitan is there, you know, to instigate people. So this is the hikmah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the issue here is that what is beloved to you? What do you love the most? So we need to ask ourselves when we give in charity and so on and so forth, that what is it that we are giving? What is the real value of that thing which we are giving? Is it something which is really beloved to us? Do we like it? What is the level of difficulty in parting with it? And then give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that. And as I said, it can be sleep, it can be time. Time is another big one. Time is another major issue where you people, especially people who have wealth and they are generous, alhamdulillah, they will give money. Money is not a big issue. People will give money, but time they will not give. So you come and spend some time in doing some work for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come and spend some time in the masjid, come and spend some time in the path of Allah. We don't give. That is very tough because this is very dear to us. Comfort is another big one. Right, so we like to have our comfort and so on. Nothing wrong. I mean, alhamdulillah, it is halal. But to give up this comfort for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do some work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can't do. Once again, if you have the money, people will give money, but they will not do. And this is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated with regard to what Allah likes, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Spend your money and your life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And this is what the Sahaba did. There is no case of the Sahaba ever saying to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that, "Here is some money, please go and fight whatever battle you are fighting, I cannot come with you." No, nobody said this. People gave money and they also came. The famous story of the battle of Tabuk, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, you know, taking donations for it, people like Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, they gave lot of wealth. But then he also went with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He didn't just give the money and then, you know, fine, you go and fight the battle. This is actually what the Yahud, Bani Israel, they did with Musa Alayhi Salaam. They said to Musa Alayhi Salaam, "You and your brother go and fight. We will sit here. We will sit here and wait in Jerusalem." They said, you go fight. You go with your Rabb and fight. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala disliked that so much that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala then decreed that that entire generation would not see Jerusalem. They would not see Baitul Maqdis. That whole generation, for 40 years, those people wandered in the desert. They could not see, including Musa alayhi salam. They could not see Jerusalem, which was promised to them. It was not given to that generation. It was given to the next generation. When it was finally conquered, it was the next generation, that one entire generation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that they will never see Jerusalem. Because of this attitude that I will not exert myself, I will not do something, you go and fight it, it's your problem. How can it be your problem? If it is a problem that affects Islam, then it's the problem of every single Muslim man or woman. It cannot be dumped onto somebody's head and say, you go and fight. It's not possible. You can't do that to the Navy, you cannot do it to anybody. You have to come and stand there. You have to come and spend your time and money and energy and whatever it is in order to ensure that your name is written with the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned very clearly, and see the ayat also, Allah said, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You cannot receive. Now it starts with nafi. You cannot get that level. One is to say, to get the level, do this. There is a certain, you know, way of saying it. But if you say you cannot get until, so it is a double whammy. I mean, it's a double emphasis on something, which means it is something which is so important that Allah did not simply say, spend this to get this. No, Allah said, if you want this, there is no way you will get it until you do this. And that's why I remind myself and you, let us think about what it is that we are spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm not talking about zakat and so on. Zakat is fard. If you don't pay zakat, then you are in a different place. We are talking about that which you give other than that, apart from zakat. Whether it is money, whether it is time, whether it is comfort, we need to ask ourselves, are we doing what we need to do before we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu? Because that day will come. That day is much nearer than we think it is. And when that day comes, then all of this accounting is over. Khalas. All this is before that day comes. Once the day comes, it is finished. So therefore, we need to do it before that time happens. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from that which does not please Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.